Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This hour, we're going to be talking about create clarity, take action, and get your power back. And before we dive into that, let's talk about the sponsor message. This is brought to you by Burnup Coaching, the 21-day challenge. If you feel like you're taking massive action, you're stuck, you're struggling, you just don't know what is going on, you don't know what your block is, you don't know what is keeping you from fulfillment, from success, from happiness, from joy, from great energy, from feeling like you're on purpose, 21-day challenge is here to reignite you, your self-belief, your passion, so you succeed like never before. That's 21-day challenge. If you're interested, send me an email, chris@beyourgps.com. Next up is the iTunes review of the week, and guess who it's by this week? Queen Sawyer. Queen says, love this podcast. Every single episode is filled with great advice and actions to take. I love it. Thanks so much, Queen. We appreciate you. If you want to give us a review, go to beergps.com/iTunes. Find us there. Search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes or podcast store, and you can give us a review. Let us know what you love, what you want to see improvements on, and how we can grow into our GPS together. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. Looking forward to talking to you. Next up, what we're going to be talking about again is create clarity, take action, get your power back. I'm going to dive into that hardcore during this next 40 minutes or so. And before we go there, I just want to remind you, stay tuned all the way through to the end, because I love, love, love when we drop those golden value bomb nuggets. The shiny, pearly gold. Can gold be pearly? Anywho, so we're going to be having a lot of fun and really just giving you the power to take your power back. Before we get there, today's theme is clarity equals power. And I created this theme specifically for the 12-hour marathon today, clarity equals power, because I have been recognizing how important it is to be clear to be able to create the results that you want in your life. So clarity is essential because I know what it's like to be unclear. I know what it's like to not feel like I have a purpose, to feel like I'm off track, to feel like I feel like I'm doing the right things, but I'm not getting the progress I want, both in relationships early on in my life, like having a purpose, living a meaningful life, being a person, a good person. You know, I was lacking clarity on how to be a good person, or at least lacking clarity on the cost and the impact of my actions if I wasn't being a good person. And I found myself hitting rock bottom, you know, just stupid, making dumb choices, being foolish, getting my wake-up call and say I'm never winding up in that place again. I got my clarity through my rock bottom because I got clear on who I'm never going to be again, the type of life that I will never settle for or wind up in again. I got that clarity. So the lesson I want to give to you is, where have you been experiencing pain that life has been attempting to give you clarity with and for, but you may not be recognizing it. You may not be honoring it. You may not be using the nudges, the gentle nudges that life is giving you as wisdom, as, you know, the source of your power. So it's really important. And this applies. It's pretty broad concept, but specifically, I want to dive into some gold during this hour, and specifically about the clarity equals power. I got my power when I recognized the contrast of what I do want and what I don't want, what I do stand for and what I don't stand for. And I've had moments where not only was I making foolish decisions when I was younger, partying and getting into trouble, but I've also had clarity of the type of people that I want to work with. I've worked with people who, let's just say, not the highest, best individuals, right? I'm super grateful for my partners now, and our CEO is like one of the most highly integrous and ethical and morally right people that I've ever been around. And you are a product of the five people that you're around the most. And he's one of those people who's constantly raising the bar on my life. But the clarity to know that, hey, I wasn't in the right place. I wasn't focusing on the right purpose in life. I wasn't being grateful. That's what had me hit my rock bottom. I wasn't around the right people. I wasn't around the right mindset. Even when I said, okay, I'm not going to hang out with the people who aren't really doing much with their life. I'm going to surround myself with entrepreneurs. Yay. Even those people, there was still some refinement that had to be done. It wasn't just any entrepreneur off the street. It wasn't just anyone who was building an online brand or business. No, I needed incredibly high standards. I needed long-term thinking. I needed critical thinking. I needed people who were pure, leading with their heart. And so that's what I discovered over a number of years, and also getting clarity on the woman of my dreams. That's how I attracted her. That's how I created her and manifested her into my life. It's because first I got clear on who it is that I want to be with. And I lined myself up with that. Who do I need to be to attract that woman into my life? Who do I need to be able to magnetize myself to that reality? And that was power. That clarity that I created brought me power to create my dream woman. Clarity of how I want my business to look and how I want to serve people. That's bringing me power right now. That's a phase that I'm in right now. How do I want to grow this 12-hour marathon? How do I want to evolve it? How do I want to make it impact the world in a big way, even bigger than it already has? And that's the type of clarity that brings me power to create my reality, to create the business that I truly love and adore and fulfills my soul every single day. So I'm super grateful for that. As far as you creating clarity, really ask yourself, are you doing what it takes to look at your life, to zoom out, to take a pause on being in the day-to-day, take a pause on being in the race, so to speak, taking a pause to working in your business so that you can work on your business, taking a pause from working in your life to working on your life so you can work on your life. That's the kind of clarity that we're going to be talking about today so that you can take action and get your power back. So the specific focus for clarity is getting that end result, that destination in mind. And for me, when I started seeking clarity in the beginning of my journey, I wanted what I thought I wanted. I thought I wanted the house and the world travel and the money and the cars and the women. And, you know, that was the programming that I had received of what to want. And as time has gone on, I've really recognized what is actually important to me, what is really important, and having my soul be fulfilled through my action, through my growth, through my process. So when you start off, design the destination that you want, whatever that is, whether it's your dream life, dream relationship, dream fitness, dream health, dream finances, dream environment, dream community that you're in, dream business, dream career, dream spirituality, whatever it is that's important to you, you have to get clarity on it first. You have to design it. You have to write it down, like literally think it out, write it down, memorialize it, etch it in stone, so to speak. Even if you're writing it on a piece of paper with a pen or typing it up in notes, make it real. If you're not willing to make it real, then it's just a dream. It's just a wish. Versus a goal, versus a plan, versus having something tangible. That's why every 12-hour marathon, we do the gratitude, goals, and visualization section, where we're able to really get you grounded, get you back to center so that you can show up as your best possible self by creating clarity, by understanding what are the dreams that you're going for, and getting those written out, and getting those tangible and accessible to you on a moment-by-moment basis. So creating clarity starts with the end in mind. What is really important to you? What sounds good? What sounds fun? What would be fulfilling? If you left a legacy at the end of your life, what would you leave? All right. And it's great that I'm telling you all these different questions to think about, but unless you sit down and do the work and actually create the clarity, then this is useless. So if you're listening to this right now and you haven't done that work, stop, pause the audio, and go do it. Write it down on your phone, voice to text it, speech to text. Press the audio button, whatever it is, and start talking to your notepad or Evernote or whatever it is, note, OneNote. Wherever you take notes, create that clarity. Because that's super important. Even me, you know, I have some room to grow on my clarity. I've worked on my statement of purpose multiple times, multiple revisions to refine it, to grow it, to make it even better. And it's been probably over a year since I've last refined it and revised it. And I know that there's always an opportunity to get more clarity. Dennis says, hello from China. What's up, dude? How are you, man? Hope all is well. Loved our last conversation. And it's a big move for you going over there, traveling the world, China. Pioneer, man. I love it. Dennis Nermella, you are a powerhouse. Love you, brother. Would love to catch up soon and hear how you've been, what you've been creating. And I'm sure, you know, Dennis, you have tons of clarity on your mission, on your purpose, on why you're here, the bigger reason in life that you're really showing up and out there serving and empowering people with the skills and the knowledge and the business savvy and life savvy, NLP, all these kinds of great things that you've learned over the years. Kudos to you. Appreciate you, Dennis. Clarity is important. You start off with that clarity. And I was talking about, if you are not sitting down and doing that work, like, do it. Even me, like I was saying, I want to refine my statement of purpose because I did it, like I said, over a year ago. And it's important to reevaluate, where are you in life? Like, I looked back at 2018 and I wrote down all the best moments and all of the not so great moments, both in business, the best moments and the worst moments, as well as my personal life, the best moments and the worst moments. And it was amazing to see what was important to me, what happened, how did I grow, how did I evolve, how did I step into my greatness over the course of the year, and allow that to define and shape what I wanted to create in 2019. So I got to write down a bunch of things that I wanted to create in my personal life in 2019, as well as my business, what I wanted to experience and have and be and do, and also the aspect of what did I think my challenges were going to be? What challenges would I have in terms of my personal life? What challenges would I have in terms of my business? And getting that clarity was so important for me because it gets me aware of what is meaningful, what is important. How do I want to continue to feed the momentum? Do I want to continue to feed the momentum, or were we completely off track? What worked? What do I want to keep investing into, and what didn't work? How do I want to change? How do I want to pivot? So that's important to get that clarity and do a yearly review. Ryan Bowditch was on earlier talking about how he looked at this past month, January, from January 1st to January 30th. What were the times where he felt like on point and purposeful and kicking butt? When were the times where he didn't succeed and didn't accomplish what he set out to? What were the times where he blanked out and just didn't even show up and didn't even, you know, like complete, or didn't, he checked out. He checked out was the word. So it's to be aware of, where are you struggling? If you're not sure, start off with the dream. If you haven't done that, do that first. If you have done that, but you're not sure where you're stuck, now that's a whole other place. But in terms of the formula, create clarity, take action, and get your power back. The clarity is first saying, hey, I know I need to work on something. What am I going to work on? That's awareness that you need to get more clarity on something. Whatever it is, maybe it's designing your dream life. Good. Then you get the clarity. You take the action to get the clarity on what is it that you want to do. And then you get your power back. So not only that, you also take action in terms of acting on that goal. You set it up in terms of weekly, monthly, daily goals so that you can achieve that big target. Dennis says, follow Glenn Morshower's advice. Be a whisper listener. Then turn those whispers into agenda items. Clarity comes when we follow the whispers. That's gold. Dennis is, man, you're on fire, bro. Just this big, big well of wisdom, a source, powerhouse source of wisdom. I love you, Dennis. You're awesome, man. That's right. Glenn Morshower is a beast. He was in, 24. That's where I really fell in love with him. I saw him so much on there, and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's awesome. So really getting your power back by first creating that clarity. Okay, so let's say you have the vision designed. You've created clarity, you've taken action, and you've gotten your power back in terms of knowing what you want. Great. Now, what might be stopping you, slowing you down, or standing in your way That would be taking your power and not allowing you to succeed at your biggest vision. Well, that's where the part of, hey, where am I getting stopped? That's where the self-awareness starts to kick in. Where am I getting stopped? Where am I falling off the track? Where am I feeling blocked? On what specific activities am I not following through on? Am I getting stopped with? Am I getting stuck on and not really getting the results that I want? That's super powerful to have that awareness, because once you start looking at that, then you can say, I want to improve that. Now, you have a big goal and you say, well, I want to get the clarity on what's not working in my life currently so I can grow towards that, so I can break through that and achieve the progress and momentum and fulfillment that I want in that specific area. But maybe you say, I don't really know what's blocking me. I don't know what's stopping me, but you know the area. Maybe you know it's business. Maybe you know it's finances. Maybe you know it's spirituality. Maybe you know it's wellness. Whatever the area is for you, as long as you know I'm not making the progress that I want to in that specific area, then you can start asking for help. The power of asking, the power of verbalizing what you're being stopped by, where you're stopped. I'm unhappy with my finances and I don't know why. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get help. I don't know how to grow through it. Or I am just totally disconnected to my spirituality. I don't know how to get reconnected with God. I don't know how to step into my faith. I just like feel lost in my spirituality. Good. Now that you're aware of that, you can take actions. You can start asking people who are authorities, who are experts, who are leaders in those specific fields to help you grow, to help you become your greatest possible selves, to break through any kind of resistance, any kind of blocks that might be stopping you. So go find the person, ask for help. And maybe you don't have access to quote unquote Tony Robbins or Joel Osteen or Dave Ramsey or, you know, whoever is the person that you look up to be able to grow in the area that's important to you. Maybe you don't have access to them, but you can start asking people who might know a thing or two. Go look for connectors, networkers, popular people, people well connected in your city, or look online. Google. Google is the most powerful tool to create the clarity, how to grow in my finances, how to grow in my spirituality, how to grow in my wellness, grow in my relationship. If you simply have the intention of, I'm going to grow in this clarity, I'm going to grow in my clarity of what's stopping me? What's blocking me? Why is this area not working? And simply focus on that every single day. I'm gonna make progress today on knowing why I'm stuck, on knowing what the solution is, on knowing how to surround myself with great people who lift me up and empower me to succeed at this specific area. I'm going to research communities. I'm going to research how to become my greatest possible self in this area. So Dennis says, lady brother, got to go eat breakfast, keep inspiring others. Promise, Dennis. Love you, man. So really get that clarity. When you get the clarity, when you're looking for what might be blocking me, what might be slowing me down, what might be keeping me stuck or operating in a way that just totally isn't serving me. It's not helping me become my greatest possible self. That clarity allows you to take action. Because when the price is clear, what do they say? That when the price is clear, the promise is easier. Something like that. When you know what your reward is, when you know what your destination is, the how becomes easy. Clarity. Let's talk more about clarity. Clarity also shines a light on what your motivations are. What's your why? What's the driving force? Right? When you know why you're doing something, it feeds you so much power. My girlfriend, her big why is her grandma. She wants to support her grandma. She wants to like love her grandma because of how her grandma has treated her throughout her life. And I fully support her on that. And I'm saying, let's do it. We're doing it. We're giving your grandma that beautiful home that you've always wanted to give her. Let's create the plan. Let's create the momentum. Let's create the life where we get to do that for her. What will that take? How can we grow through that? How can we do that? Who do we have to become to achieve that reality? And so we get to step into that clarity of how to do that. And if you have challenges, if you have obstacles, things that you're facing right now, the best way is to find people to put your head together with, whether it's a coach, a mentor, a leader, business owner, expert, online influencer, whatever it might be, find the people who can help you grow in the area that you're stuck with. Okay. So I was talking about my girlfriend and talking about her why, helping her grandma. And I really wanted to dive into this aspect. I've heard it. I believe it was in, I don't know, Darren Hardy's Compound Effect, probably been said a lot of different places. But the example is, if you are on a 100-story building, right? 100 stories up, two buildings right next to each other. They're both 100 stories. And there's a 30-foot 2x4 that goes across from building to building. Someone says, I'll give you $100 if you walk across this 2x4 to the other side. You're like, $100? Oh my gosh. Like, if I fall, I am dead. 100 stories. There's no coming back for that one. No way, right? No way. Let's change the why. Let's change the circumstances. Let's create more clarity on what might be a motivating factor. If you're lacking motivation, if you're lacking drive, then it's really important to dive into the clarity, to dive into like what is important to you. So let's change the circumstance. Let's say there is your child on the other side. And it's a burning building. And if you don't get over to that other side and rescue your child, they will die. What are you going to do? 100 stories up in the air. You can't go down and then go across and then come back up. You gotta cross that freaking 2x4. Like, you don't have a choice. So that is the clarity. That is the power of the why. That is the power of doing whatever it takes. Because you positioned it in your mind that it's life or death. That's what a lot of people are missing these days, is that life or death instinct without being in survival and scarcity and disempowerment and fear, right? Survival, but it's like a primal activation of your power when you can really get this right, when you really dial this in, when you really show up as your best self, your greatest possible self. You'll have the clarity of why you do what you do, why you wake up, why you get out of bed in the morning. You know, that's a challenge for a lot of people, is just having that motivation to get up and get out of bed in the morning. One of the things that I always was motivated by is knowing that there are people living in third world countries with a fraction of what I have, a fraction of who I have come to know myself as, like less material things than me. And I think about that, and I think about, wow, like these people, they have so much less than me, yet they are absolutely still showing up with smiles on their faces, with happiness, with fulfillment. That happiness and fulfillment of just being alive and appreciating life, being grateful for what is. Like, that has been one of the biggest motivating factors for me, is knowing that there's people out there with a fraction of the resources that I have, and I'm over here complaining. And I'm over here saying, man, my phone doesn't work fast enough. When in reality, like, they don't even have a phone. They don't even have the opportunities that we have to live an abundant, prosperous life. To have all this technology, all this opportunity, all these things to help us grow into our greatest possible self. Like, the power of Facebook, the power of technology is so awe-inspiring. And I know that because I have access to these tools and these resources, I get to live an amazing freaking life. And I get to remember that. I get to remind myself, why am I here? And to put it into perspective, to be able to really respect the journey that I'm on, respect where I'm at. As much as I might judge it, as much as I might be self-critical and harsh and unappreciative, really, it's so important to recognize and acknowledge and appreciate all that we do have. So that's another example of clarity, how you can get that clarity and have it bring you power, have it bring you the awareness that you have so much. And just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this clarity. You know, if you're in a place of lacking clarity, if you're feeling alone or disconnected or just things ain't going your way, you really have the opportunity to just be grateful for what you do have, what you do know, and the progress that you are able to make. Because it's important that you acknowledge what you do have. It's important that you acknowledge the good, what is working. To create more clarity, you have to recognize that you've already been blessed with so much. Maybe things aren't going exactly the way you want them to, but when you recognize, I have food, shelter, a phone, I have a business, I have a purpose, I have a message, I have clients, I have money, I have health, I have wealth, I have relationships, I have spirituality, I have a connection with God. You can always start with something that is your foundation of gratitude. And I have noticed that's one of the most powerful places that I started on my own journey. Starting with gratitude. That's why every week we do a mastermind, my mastermind group that I host. We do a mastermind and we start off with like your big win, with everyone's big win over the last week. And we look at what was the most important thing that happened to you over the last week, the thing that moved you forward, the thing that helped you become your greatest possible self. What was that most important thing for you? Because when we look at that, we recognize all the good that we've already been achieving and experiencing. We remember, man, there's so much to be thankful for. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just take a moment right now to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate who you are becoming, your path, your journey. Because you're worth it. And that clarity will give you momentum. That clarity of action, like the process of thinking, the process of caring, the process of investing into your clarity creates momentum. There's a verse in the Bible they say, whoever shall seek shall find. Something like that, right? If you seek, you will find. The clarity is the process of seeking, is the process of looking and attracting that which you desire. The law of attraction states, whatever you focus on will be attracted to you. Like attracts like. So if your thoughts consist of things that you do want, aka clarity, and taking the action of thinking those thoughts and journaling and meditating and reading books that help you grow in that area, that will help you get clarity. That will help you attract and manifest those results into your life. But it really starts with action. It starts with knowing who you are, what you are committed to, what you desire, and what's important to you in your life. When you have that clarity, you will break through anything that attempts to stand in your way. If you want more clarity, let me know. Send me a message. I would love to talk to you about how you gain clarity, what makes you inspire, what makes you take action, and how to get your power back. I love you. Keep being your greatest possible self. And remember, clarity equals power. Talk to you soon. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/TH3Burns, or message me on email, chris@beyourgps.com. Thanks so much in advance. Looking forward to talking to you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.